I am Sid Garza-Hillman, and this is what I think.
Here's the exact moment that I knew Judge Kavanaugh was lying. If you're not in the U.S., you may not be keeping track of this, but there's a guy up for the Supreme Court, and he's been accused of sexual assault, and they've been doing the hearings and the this and the that. Here's when I knew that he was lying his ass off. His pants were on fire. Here's how I knew. When he said that his 10-year-old daughter suggested that they pray for the woman accusing him of this. Really? So what nobody asked was, well, what was the setup of that, Judge Kavanaugh? Did you tell your daughter honestly what was going on? Did you say, dear, there's a woman who was accusing me of getting really drunk with another guy, a friend of mine, and we went upstairs and I forced her on the bed and covered her mouth when she tried to scream, and that's what she's accusing me of, called sexual assault. And so, yeah, and then his daughter said, we should pray for her. Is that what happened? Or did you say, well, there's a crazy woman and she's saying some lies about daddy that aren't true, and she's saying that I did something not nice to her, and she's just really messed up. And then his daughter said, should we pray? And that's probably more what happened, isn't it? But don't tell the whole story. Don't tell us what the setup was. Just say just randomly that your daughter, assuming that, you know, she knows the whole deal, and then said we should pray for her. He goes, wow, the wisdom of a 10. I have a 9-year-old, almost 10. And my kids, by the way, are the smartest, best children in the world, period, objectively. And they would not say that. So there, that's my proof. Lying is that you're lying your ass off, buddy. You're lying your ass off. Okay, good. Just own it. Okay, just go. You know what? I lied my ass off on that one. I did. My daughter, yeah, she said we should pray, but it was only after I told her that this woman was a psychopath. And then, yeah, liar, liar, pants on fire. Hey, you guys, everybody doing okay? Was that a negative note to start out with? Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm tired of it. Calculate this. That's what I'm talking about. That's what this episode's about. Calculating. I'm tired. I'm going to skip ahead. I'm a calculophobic. I made up that word. I don't like calculating. But I'll get to that in a minute. I'm glad everybody's listening in who hasn't stopped already and unsubscribed in the first 5 minutes. And things are rolling. Been very busy. There's no sell here. You know I don't do announcements. And this is how you know what I'm going to tell you about has already happened. It's already launched. There's nothing you can do about it now. Health Made Simple started today. It's like this 8-week thing. And so I've been really busy. It's that thing I did with Fraser. We completely redid everything. We being they did most of the work. But I've been doing my due diligence, new videos and doing some live Q&As and all that stuff. So that's been taking up my energy and time in addition to, you know, my full-time job, that thing at the wellness center. So it's busy, but good in a good way. I have energy. I'm kind of tired, a little burnt, a little, I mentioned it last week, a little fragmented, I would say. But it's okay. I mean, I just kind of rolling with stuff, you know, like I get home and I'm glad that I have enough energy to get home and not have to just sit on a couch and do nothing. I can hang out with my kids and Lisa and then come down here and do this and edit a video, which I'm going to do after I finish editing this. And you know, it's busy, it's good. It's a good thing. I'm in constant reminder mode, semi-constant reminder mode of why I take care of myself. I remember that. My son yesterday, or 3 days ago, Friday, he goes, can we go practice some soccer, just the two of us on the weekend? And I said, sure. And so Sunday I got home from, I had to go to the wellness center there was a retreat going on. And I got home, I said, let's go. And so we went, and I'm running around with him. You know, like we're running and playing and passing, and it's like there's an appreciation there. It's so worth it for me. Those moments are so worth it for me that I would freaking eat plain lettuce only for the rest of my life, and I would never complain if that was my option to ensure my ability to do the things that I did over the weekend with him and everybody else and being able to do this thing, for instance. Luckily, it isn't coming to plain lettuce, okay? I'd probably sneak some cashew ranch because I bend the rules. I don't dance for the man, okay? I'd be like, I'm eating plain lettuce, and then when somebody wasn't looking, I would sneak in some of my famous cashew ranch. That's what I would do, okay? I don't dance for the man. I just said so. But I wouldn't lie about my 10-year-old that way. Wouldn't do it. Supreme Court the court of supreme, more like burrito supreme, in my opinion. Hey, I have an idea. Can I live the rest of my life and never have to hear this sentence ever again? My husband, he's just a carnivore. I never want to hear that. My husband's just a carnivore. Here's the thing about it. I've scientifically responded. He's not. So shut it. Just shut it. He likes meat, your husband, your hypothetical but totally real husband that I've been met 4,000 times in different forms. He likes meat. Good. Eat meat. Eat as much meat as you can eat. I like scotch, but I'm not a scotchivore. Okay. Just because I like something doesn't mean that I'm designed to freaking eat it. If I said I'm a scotchivore because I like scotch, if Lisa just goes, you know, my husband, he's just a scotchivore. His body is designed to ingest scotch. That would be crazy, wouldn't it? But not any crazier than saying my husband's a carnivore. He's not a carnivore. He's not a carnivore. Cats are carnivores. Your husband's not a cat. Doesn't look anything like a cat. Maybe he does. I don't know. I'm saying let it go and just be honest about it. Okay? He really likes meat. He can't imagine a single meal without it. As demented as that is, at least it's honest. Can we just tell the difference between what your husband freaking likes and what he's designed for? Okay? Jeez, I mean, it's like killing me. Scotchivore, okay? I mean, I digest scotch. I drink scotch. It's not like I drink scotch and then urinate scotch untouched, like pure 12-year scotch peeing it out. That would be amazing, though, wouldn't it? In theory, I could drink scotch. This is just an idea I'm having. I'm just bouncing stuff off the wall. You guys tell me what you think. I drink scotch. I pee it out, untouched, just unblemished, like just pristine, right? But I don't do that in a toilet. I'm not going to waste that kind of, I mean, that's liquid gold, okay? Pee it out, drink it again, because some people do drink their own urine. This is just me being next level with that. Drink it again, pee it again. If I did that for 12 years, I would have completely another aging process of scotch. Imagine that. I'd have 24-year-old, which I can't afford. But that I would do that and probably win some sort of environmental award because that's the ultimate recycling scenario. And I'm glad you guys, this is just a brainstorming session. Okay, it's just I'm glad I was able to bounce some ideas off of you guys. Let me know what you think about that. I digest scotch. That husband digests meat, okay? But it's not good for either of us, okay? But I'm not claiming that I have some sort of magical design that I'm unlike anybody else in the history of mankind. I'm saying I dig the scotch. That's it, okay? It sucks. It's bad for me. That's why I don't do it that much. Okay? You're making me mad. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear my husband's a carnivore. He's just a carnivore. My kid's a carnivore. No, they're not. They dig meat. You gave it to him. Good. Own it. Jesus. Stop whining about it. A lot of anger. I'm really not that angry, you guys. I mean, it annoys me. That stuff annoys me. It's an annoyance. It's not like I walk around brooding. Speaking of brooding or not, I feel like the last few times I've sort of skated over the thank yous for the reviews that you all have left, the ones who are listening to have left, and also the Patreoning. So actual thanks. Okay. I've got 26 reviews on iTunes. That ain't bad. And I've got some Patreon. I have a goal there. Thank you for sincere. Like, you don't have to do any of those things. You could live the rest of your life. I will never know. I will never know that I hate you for not doing that. I don't hate you for not doing that. Are you kidding me? Only if you just tell me that your husband's a carnivore. And it just bothers me about that. Don't say that. Don't leave me a review, but don't tell me that your husband's a carnivore. It's always the husband. Why is that? I've never heard a man say, my wife, she's just a carnivore. Why is that? Why is that? You tell me. I don't know. Let's do a study on it. Here's what's happening. And I mentioned the Health Made Simple thing because it relates to this. So because this thing's rolling and people are in an 8-week course and then it goes into the, I'm very uninformed about a thing that I co-created, okay? So I co-created it, and then I'm also uninformed. I have 3 days to get informed before the first live Q&A, so I have some work to do between now and then to actually get reacquainted with what's actually happening. But I've already seen some questions come through, and it's why I love this, and I'm happy that Matt invited me, asked me to do this with him, because on one hand, I wish it never was so. But on the other hand, given that it is so, I'm glad that I have a part in trying to fix this problem, which is that there is a tendency to calculate the shit out of everything, and it's driving me nuts. I'm going to wrap this back around to politics. Here's why I don't like politics. You want to know why? I don't care about the political spectrum. I'm not a member of a party. I've already said this. Okay? I'm not a member of a party. Here's why I don't like politics as they are today and probably have always been. I don't know. I don't have the studies on that. I don't have the history on that. It's when things are calculated. That's what I don't. My pet peeve is when you calculate stuff. And here's what I mean. The political spectrum, it's not. I'm going to say this because it's honest. It's if I say this, what are we in for polling wise? If I say this, what's the cost benefit ratio? Like it's calculating. Everything's measured and calculating. I understand you have to do a little bit of that. I get it to what extent. It just seems like nobody can say honest things without calculating. And even then, and all of a sudden it just gets muddled and less honest with every moment where you think, how will this play out? This is not the craziest thing I've ever done. You guys have heard me do crazier things, way crazier than this, but it's related to me it relates to me in the way that nutrition is handled. We overcalculate. We are micromanaging everything about what we do in the health spectrum, but also in the political spectrum. I'm seeing these things converge, and I don't like it. But it's so calculated. It's like, no. And so in the political, in the nutritional spectrum, it's like, you know, everything has to be measured and counted in ways and weighed. And I have, if you've ever worked with me, you know, I've removed and suggested removing most clients I've ever had who do this to say, stop. It's not, nobody wants to live that way. It's just such a mind-boggling, people feel it's necessary. And I guess that's where I want to stop and say, it's not necessary. Then you can say, well, I just like it. I'm an engineer by trade. I'm an engineer. I'm a mathematician. My job's a mathematician. And I like measuring, counting, and weighing everything. Do it then. But you don't need to do it. And in the political spectrum, maybe there's an argument that you need to calculate everything and make sure that everything is very well managed in that way. I just think we're seeing the result of that happening, which is nobody trusts anybody. It's the conversation isn't half what's my actual honest opinion and the other half, how can I say it in a way that plays well? It's like 99%, how is it going to play? What's the best way to say it? And 1%, what do I actually feel about this? What is my actual opinion about this? Like it doesn't take up most of the stuff. If you've followed the news, you know that Jeff Flake, did something that's kind of cool. He kind of, on a moment of principle, said, I gotta stop this and let's just be smart about it and look into this stuff that's going on. And I'm just going like, why wouldn't, he's retiring. My thing is like, why wouldn't you just retire the shit out of what you do? Why are you even grappling? It's such an obvious, like, you're not saying yay or nay, you're saying, can we look into it? It's the most, it's innocuous. It's not, they're not causing harm. You're just saying, let's look into it. But just the hand wringing, I don't know. It's just, you're retiring. You got nothing to lose. You're already out of a job. You chose to quit. So why don't you just have a little fun with it? It's not enough fun. You got nothing to lose, man. What are you going to, go out big. Have fun with it. People don't have enough fun. He's got plenty of money. Just go. I'd love to see that. I think it'd be amazing. I've always said this. I've said this for a long time. Wealth is wasted on the rich. Okay? I think I said something like money is wasted on the wealthy. What I mean by that is that people who have the dough tend to not do fun stuff with it. They're not doing like inspiring, cool. There's very few people that do it. My friend of mine, Nick, years ago, had a great idea, which is if he ever struck it huge, like became a billionaire, he would buy, have I told this story? He would buy a radio station that only plays Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time on loop. It just consists, I think I've told this story. Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time on loop. That's the no ads, nothing. That's fun. That to me makes total sense. Why wouldn't you do that? Right? Mm. Okay. I don't like it. I don't like the trend. I don't like that we're told that we have to be this careful. I'm seeing the emails come in. I want to make sure I do this right. And of course, that makes sense, right? But there's an underlying current of pressure that I'm reading. And it is this idea that people feel like they need to be extra careful, that they're putting themselves in danger by going like to this meal plan that is so nutritionally sound, it's insane. There's an undercurrent of nervousness and fear that they are putting themselves in more danger. It could not be more untrue. Here's why. I'm diving into food for a second. If you start eating healthier, if you start going up the what I call the approaching natural spectrum, eating food that is more natural than not, you're gaining stuff. You don't give up a Twinkie in exchange for salads and go, now I got to be really careful. What do I do if I give up the Twinkie? Well, I got to make sure I replace it with something. I don't know. What do I do? Now that I've given up Twinkies, what do I do? It's like nothing. You gave up something less healthy for something more healthy. Why do you think you have to calculate more because you just got rid of something less healthy for more healthy? The benefit is you calculate less. You don't have to calculate. You don't have to calculate. That's why I'm going to come back to Jeff Lane. Blows my mind. He's retiring. He's got nothing. Don't think about it, dude. Have some fun. That's what I would do. And I don't even know if I would do that. Maybe I'd be beholden to the National Cattle and Beef Association because they would have given me some money to run for office and I would have taken it. And then I'm beholden to them. And next thing you know, I got a whole nother podcast. And you guys are pissed at me, but I got a whole bunch of more people that like me because I'm saying what people want to hear. And that's good. I'm getting more reviews. And, you know, it's a toss-up. I'd be just as happy either way, wouldn't I? Living on principle, not living on principle. What's the difference? As long as I'm making it's all about the Benjamins. As long as I'm making the dough. I don't think anybody wants to live that way. I'm going out on a limb. I don't think people want to live by calculating. I don't think people want to micromanage their own nutrition. I don't think people want to be so careful about what they say at any given moment that most of their energy is taken up by thinking about what they're going to say, how they're going to say it, rather than what they're going to say. That's a disappointment for me. I'm not seeing it translate into better lives for people. I do not see it. I don't think it's translating into a better political system. I don't think it's translating into more health and happiness when people are calculating. I like nerds. I'm all for nerdiness. I'm a dork when it comes to nutrition. I like reading nutrition books, but enough with the micromanagement. It's not necessary. Not only is it not necessary, it's opposite of what I think most, if not everybody, wants, which is a life where they don't have to worry about that kind of shit. Nobody wants to live that way. Nobody does. Nobody wants to live that way. Can I just say that? You email me if you're like, no, I really want to micromanage all the time. I want to spend an inordinate amount of time talking and thinking and obsessing about food. I want to make sure that I'm thinking and calculating everything before anything comes out of my mouth at all. I want to make sure that I crafted, I got to calculate before I write one sentence of my novel because I have to make sure that every sentence is absolutely perfect before I write it. And that way, I'll never write a novel ever. I'll never do anything that makes me happy because I have to calculate so much that I never actually do anything because I have to make sure I'm so careful. Let's be a little less careful, you guys. Let's see if that's okay. Let's see how that works out when we kind of float stuff, let stuff come out, be a little more free in our lives, a little more liberated in our lives, and just kind of see how our lives turn out in that freaking picture.
You go to the past like you'll find something there that wasn't before. We are drained in these days with the fall never coming, even that won't save us anymore. And the whole time, all of this was seeping in. And the whole time, with the world catching up to go to the past now in this dimly lit room, finding blindness shelters tonight. I would ask for forgiveness. I would ask for a break in this. I would ask if I thought it was right. And the whole time, all of this was seeping in. And the whole